please keep Rich Honan on your station. He is one of the very few who gives any balance to the very, very opposite view of everybody else at your station. It's really quite undemocratic.
This is Mrs. Lee in Schuylerville. Would you discuss what impeachment really means? I've spoken to a number of people who think it's a guilty plea. They don't understand its process. I think it would be very helpful. Thank you. Gosh, this is a wonderful station. Thank you for being there.
Bob Myers, my comment is, who's checking the fact checkers? I was listening to This American Life on Friday night, and the person there was claiming in reviewing the impact of NAFTA that NAFTA was good for this country and that we'd only lost 700,000 jobs. Go tell that to all the people that have lost their jobs throughout the entire Northeast. It sounded like 1984 in ignorance is strength. I mean, just because it's you tell a lie doesn't make it a fact.
Judy Zimmer, I'm calling from New Lebanon, weekend edition Sunday that I've just been listening to, where they're talking to young people about who they're voting for. Two people talking about Hillary. You've got one person talking about Trump. You have one person talking about Gary Johnson. You have absolutely nobody talking about Jill Stein. And I think that that's just unacceptable.
Melanie from Albany, I just heard Jeff Reel's comment on your show, and it's exceptional. This guy is brilliant. Please, please get more of him on the air. He's wonderful. He's brilliant. We need more of that. Thank you.
Robin Ryan, and I'm from Del Mar. I'm just calling in response to the back and forth with Alan and Libby about, what are you going to tell your son that someone could come back 20 years later and say you made a move? The question is not whether someone made a move, but what did that person do when they were told no?